Blessings, everybody. Blessings. This is Tani here, and welcome to another Tani Talk. I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about, everyone has been talking about 2020, a year seen clearly. And I just like to add to that and just kind of present to you some things that God has put on my heart and in my mind to help me see things in a different perspective, more so a more nature-like perspective as opposed to just seeing with the natural eyes. So before we get started, I just want to go ahead and say a quick prayer, and then we can just go ahead and get into the message. So dear Heavenly Righteous Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to get on this podcast, this anchor cast, and be able to share the word of God, share the revelation of the word of God with your people, oh God, even to listeners who just happen against this, who happen to come against this podcast, who hear from near and far. I just thank you, oh God, for being a God above the giants, above the diseases, above the sicknesses, above the issues and circumstances. And I just pray, Heavenly Father, that as this message is unfold, that you speak to the heart of your people, speak to the heart of the people, oh God. I just pray that you turn every heart of stone into a heart of flesh. I pray that you help us to incline our ears to the wisdom of your word and apply our heart to understanding. I thank you that in your word you said that wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, we need wisdom. We must get wisdom. And with everything that we get an understanding. But it also said, oh God, that to fear you, to reverence you, to regard you is the beginning of all wisdom. So right now, God, I just humble my heart, my mind, my mouth, oh God, under your mighty hand, under your tutelage, under your leadership, under your lordship. I just submit myself to you, oh God, and may you give me the tongue of the learned, that I may speak a word in due season, to edify, uplift, to build, and encourage the hearers today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch the listeners, oh God. Prepare their heart for the word. Give them understanding and revelation and enlightenment to your word. And I just give you complete and total reign. And I give you complete and total freedom to do, to move, and to operate, to will and work your good pleasure in the midst of us. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. So I know a lot of us, we know of the coronavirus things that's going on around the world and a lot of lockdowns that's happening. And it can be very, it can look very frightening. It can seem to be very unorthodox and very, unfamiliar territory that we're in at this time. But I just like to present something to you all, especially to those who know of Christ and who are believers in Jesus Christ. So everyone talks about how 2020 is the year to see clearly. In addition to that, which I completely agree that 2020 is a vision, the saying of being able to see clearly. I also like to present that it's impossible to see clearly if there aren't the proper lenses that you're looking out of. For example, my mom, she reads at a 2.75 or 3.75 and up lens. If she have anything less than that, it's really difficult for her to see. So while we want to see and have that 2020 vision, it's important that we're having, or that we're seeing through the proper lenses to be able to have that immaculate 2020 amazing vision. So let's start off with the verse in Matthew 5, I believe. And it talks about how blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So let's just try to break that down. To experience or to encounter or to have a pure heart, there is a joy, a bliss that comes with that. When you know that when you're going through life and experiencing things, or if you experience harsh things towards your way, how amazing does it feel to know that your perspective on the person or the thing is not evil, even when there is a evil connotation or evil energy coming at you, when you know you're in the place where, you know what, you're seeing things in the proper light, you're seeing things, you're not looking at that person who is wrong to you with the evil heart, and you're not looking at that neighbor like they're just the most evil, devilish thing on the world. But when you have that pure heart and you're able to discern a situation out of a pure heart that you have, it feels amazing. The joy is undescribable, especially when it comes to being a believer and a Christ-centered dynamic. When you have a pure heart towards God, you're able to see him in every situation. Your eyes are cleansed and are made holy, and you're able to see God from that pure heart that you have. You have, as that verse in Matthew 6, I believe 22 says, when your eye is single, then your body is full of light. So when we have a pure heart, it allows our sight to be full of light. Also, while we're on the subject of sight, as believers, the word of God says we walk by faith and not by sight. So what that means is our reality is not contingent upon the natural physical things that we see. We are living above the carnal natural realm. So our sight then becomes faith in who God is, faith in who we are to God and who he is to us and his word. We trust his word to be the deciding factor for our lives. So even if you're going through sickness, like I was a couple years back, I was extremely sick and the doctors couldn't tell me what was going on, but I trusted God and I believed in who he is. My faith was in God. So I wasn't basing my hope upon what I was feeling, because I was feeling terribly. I was looking terribly. I was going through some pretty terrible, deadly things, but I trusted God. My faith was in him. My faith was in his grace towards me, and his grace is Jesus Christ. So that was amazing. So I said that to say, when we walk by faith, we're walking by a completely different reality. Our reality is not contingent, as I mentioned, based upon the natural sense of things, but our reality is based upon the true kingdom realities that are in heaven. For a perfect example, let's use David and Goliath in the story of David and Goliath, where David's people, they were going to go against Goliath and bring him down, but the people saw Goliath's stature and they were afraid. They saw the gloating of him being a warrior since his youth, and all they could see with their natural eyes was how big he was, how wide he was, how strong he was, how much smaller they was. So they were looking, even though they were going to fight him, they were still afraid because they were looking into the natural sense of things. And a lot of times when we're looking through carnality and through carnal eyes, all we can experience is the carnal natural senses, which is fear of uncertainty or, things like that. But when David came up to approach the situation of Goliath, he was looking into the true nature. He wasn't looking with his natural eyes. He was seeing through the eyes of faith, of knowing who he was to God and who God was to him. Now, when he came upon Goliath, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy and disobey God?" So basically, in that moment, we can tell by that specific statement that David knew and realized the nature of the situation. He was not seeing through the natural state of the situation, but through the nature of the situation. He knew at the time, in that moment, circumcision and uncircumcision was the difference between being in covenant with God and being out of covenant with God. Well, in that time, when you were uncircumcised, you were out of covenant with God. But when you were circumcised, you were in covenant with him. So David knew that he was in covenant. So he wasn't afraid of Goliath. At least, it was never mentioned in that story. In fact, he told Goliath, by through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, "I'm going to have your head. God is going to give me victory over you in the name of Jesus." So that was just an amazing thing to be able to see within that story, to know that when we're seeing through the proper lenses, in order to have that 20/20 vision, where it's cutthroat, but when it's straightforward and it's like it is what it is, we have to be looking through the proper lenses. And the proper lenses are not through the eyes of carnality or defeat, but through the eyes of faith and not fear. And seeing through the eyes of faith, have the lens, our lenses change from seeing into the natural and into the nature. So that is an amazing, amazing revelation that God gave me. When it comes to seeing clearly, you have to have the proper lenses to see clearly through. Even more so, let's talk about when Elisha when the king was going to send his people to capture Elisha, and Elijah wasn't afraid. But when the servant got up and saw that the men were surrounding him and Elisha, then he was afraid. But Elisha prayed and he said, open his eyes that he can see that they are with them are more that they are with us are more than that be with them. So Elisha wasn't afraid because he wasn't looking at the natural, but he had a nature perspective. He had a godly perspective, and he was able to see that 20/20 vision because he was indeed aware of the circumstances through the eyes of faith and not fear. Even more so, when we see through the eyes of faith, when we're seeing through the proper lenses, we're able to our declaration and our assignment become a bit different. You know, like we said with David declared, hey, I'm gonna have your head in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Elisha called out to God and say, you know, call the men that was coming to capture him, call them to be blind. So when we have the proper lenses to see through, and when we're walking in the right sight, which is faith, we're able to declare certain things, and our assignment have a certain level of authority that comes behind it, because then we have a sense of who we are and what we are and who God is to us and who we are to him. So I'm just saying this really quick message just to encourage everybody out there. Just like Moses told the people of Israel when he brought them out of Egypt and they were walking out, they came out of the Red Sea. He told them to fear not, do not yield to fear. And I just, you know, I would just like to project the same thing to the people out there listening to this cast. Don't fear. Don't yield to the fear of the coronavirus. Use this time to be able to commune with God and fellowship with God and, you know, do what he has called you to do to get through. Because at the end of it, you will see God, you will see the salvation of the Lord come through for you. But God wants a perfect people. He wants a perfect heart. He wants your eye to be single and your body to be full of light. He wants your eyes to be pure and made holy and made cleansed. So, you know, so that you're able to see a God in all things. So if you have a pure heart, keep a pure heart towards God, people of God, because with a pure heart towards God, you're able to see God in the very ugly circumstances, like the moments we are in now with the whole coronavirus situation. Know where your help come from. Know where the substance that you live by come from. It doesn't come by people, by the government, by yourself, by our own hands, but our help comes from the Lord. So I just want to encourage you guys to be able to take this time to see with pure eyes and out of a pure heart, so that you can see the workings of God in the midst of everything. Because even in the good, the bad, and the lucky, the ugly, he's working all these things for the perfection of his people. So I just want to encourage each and every person out there to see through the proper lenses, to have that 20/20 vision, and know that we're walking by not by the natural eyes, but we're looking into the nature of things, so we can declare and decree, and our assignment can have the authority and the weightiness that it needs to execute the role that we need to execute in the kingdom of heaven and in the body of Christ. And understand that if God is for you, nothing or no one can be against you. If we are in the hands of God, if he is our provider, if indeed he is the way, the truth, and the life, then trust that, know that, believe that, have that in your heart, and move forward in that, and know that we are always called to endlessly triumph in Christ Jesus, no matter what the circumstances might entail, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you feel. In times like this, in adversity, in tribulations, being able to properly respond and uphold and exude the likeness of Christ reveals your true identity. And it reveals who you are and whose you are, which is Christ's. We are Christians. So we are Christ. We are like Christ. We are as Christ. So you guys be encouraged. You know, allow yourself to know and be reminded of your covenant and the promises of God. Even another story I like to share with you guys, when Jesus told his disciples to get into the boat so they can get to the other side. And in the midst of their traveling, in the midst of their journeying to the other side, a big storm came, and Jesus was in the bottom of the boat sleeping, and everyone just kind of panicked, and they like, oh God, wait, Jesus, wake up. You know, there's a big storm out here and you're sleeping, and do you not care that we're going to perish and we're going to die? And that's when Jesus spoke to the wind, and they were in awe of him and all these amazing things. Now, what I want to present to you guys in that particular book of the Bible was, don't allow the problems that you're facing to overcome or overlook the promise that God has given you. Just as he told his disciples, we're going to get to the other side. That was when it came from Jesus. That was a promise. God has given us promises. It doesn't matter what the situations may entail, no matter what problems we're going through right now, do not allow the storm that you see right now. Because as long as Jesus is on your boat, you're not going down. As long as you keep Jesus in your mouth, in your heart, before your eyes, in your mouth, you know, meditating on him, your boat not going down. So that's one thing you can be assured of. Is that your boat is not going down. But even more so, another assurance that you can have is that God has promised us that we have promises and we have gifts and things that he won't take back from us. But you have to make sure that you won't allow what you see, what you feel, what you're going through to override the promise. Don't allow your problems to override the promises like his disciples did when he was on the boat with them, when they panicked due to the storm. Jesus, because he's the same God that speaks, that spoke to that wind, that raised Lazarus from the dead, that healed the sick, that opened the blind eyes. He's that same God. And know that if he's on your boat not going down, no matter what it looks like. See into the nature of the situation. Make sure you're building yourself up on your most holy faith. Make sure you're seeing through the proper lenses and know that you are in covenant with God, and there's nothing that can, he's giving you the power to overcome and tread on serpents and scorpions, just as he told Joshua, every place that his foot, that the sole of his foot tread, he has given you that place. So be reminded that God has already foreseen this situation, the coronavirus, the hurricanes that has happened, the tsunamis, the this and that. This is not a surprise to God. He has already foreseen these circumstances. But just as Moses, when Moses was like, okay, God, we need help. And he told Moses, look what you got in your hand. Moses was already equipped to go through what he needed through. He already had everything that he needed to go through what he needed to go through. A lot of times we look to Jesus, oh God, fix it. God has given you the power. He has given us the power to tread over serpents and scorpions. Everything that you need for the journey is within you. Christ lives in us. The hope of glory is within us. So know that you're already equipped to overcome the things that you need to be to overcome. But remember that you have to see through the proper lenses. You have to know who and whose you are. You have to be reminded of keeping a pure heart towards God and knowing that he will work all things together for our good, no matter what, no matter who. Okay, you guys be blessed, stay encouraged, and I love you. And remember, even more so, God loves you more. Be blessed.